Welcome back. This is Chicken Philosophy. Carl Jung's Black Books, Part 70. 70, what's that? Sumek Ayin Pei Nun Sumek Ayin. Ayin, the devil. Oh, goody. Doesn't matter. It's the eye. The eye. All right, let's put an eye in up there. All right, that's enough with the numerology shit. Okay. I guess let's first do the incense. Today we're going to go with some of this Japanese temple incense. And it's the last, the very last sandalwood from the Morning Star brand. Yeah, it's very nice, as always. And, oh, we changed signs. We're in Pisces now. So when as we move through the year, we move one way. And as we move through the galactic ages, we move backwards. Forwards, backwards. So Pisces comes after Aquarius in the year. But in the ages, Aquarius comes after Pisces. So Jesus with the fishes, drawing a fish. You know, that one, never mind. So that was 2,000 years ago. Now we're in Aquarius. We're kind of partway into the beginning of Aquarius. Got off to an awkward beginning. The age of Aquarius was very fun to imagine how great it was going to be. A lot of things are like that. But, you know, it ain't so bad. Like, for example, you're watching me on your phone right now, right? Probably. There's a 85, 90% chance it's on your phone. Some of you are on your computer. Also, that's true. anyway, this again, coffee, black coffee, if you were curious. I'll try to make it more interesting next time. Let's get to the reading, shall we? Let's see what Carl Jung's up to. We left off, do I need to go into the vault, the tomb of God? So now, we're up to September. Oh, he wrote September 22nd, and then he crossed it out and wrote September 2nd? Wait, no. What did he do? Okay. This is interesting. Okay. On September 22nd, Carl Jung sat down in front of his black book. He wrote the date and didn't write anything else. And then, almost 3 months later, 2 months and 10 days later, he sat down again, crossed out the date, September 22nd, and wrote the new date, which was December 2nd of 1915. Here we go. They were three dead who came to me last night. Oh good, we're getting into this phase. Nice. One woman was especially clear. She bequeathed to me the whir of her golden wings. This singing grave roofed by sun wings. Are you going to speak, shade? Quote, let me speak. I don't think it's the soul voice, but for some reason that's a similar voice coming out of my mouth today. Quote, let me speak. It was night when I died. You still live in the day. There are still days, years ahead of you. What will you begin? Follies? Let me have the word. Oh, that you cannot hear. My God, how difficult. So listen. I rattle. I groan. I burble. Give me the word. End quote. You ever play around with a Ouija board? Oh, man. Went through a phase. Went through a few phases when I was at different ages. 10, and then again at 17, 18, 19. Pretty much. That was pretty much it. Anyway, I don't know the word. Do you mean love? Light? What do you want? Speak! Quote, the symbol. The symbol. End quote. What sort of symbol? I don't know. I can't. Quote, the middle. The middle. The symbol of the middle. I think she means the cross, dude, but I'll let you do your thing. Oh, God, if I only knew it. Quote, we need the symbol. We hunger for it. Make light for us. End quote. From where? How can I? Quote, you can grasp it. Upward. Onward. End quote. A phallus? When a ghost says, you know, the symbol, you can grasp it. And your immediate response is, the phallus? Are you hard right now, Carl? If so, it's a little weird. Maybe something, side effect of some medicine. This shouldn't be. I guess you can. Never mind, I'll just keep reading. Quote, that is it! That is the symbol of the middle. The middle of what? That's what we wanted. What we needed. It is terribly simple. Initially stupid. This is the ghost talking, by the way. Naturally godlike. The god's other pole. So godlike, lowercase g. The god's other pole, capital G. However, Carl is among those who've shown a history to use a capital G when talking about lesser gods, as they call them. Gods that aren't God. Yeah. The god's other pole. This is precisely the pole we needed. End quote. What are you doing, Carl? Who are you talking to? And what? What are you... Right. Let's keep reading. Okay. Why do you need precisely that pole of God? Quote, he is in the light, the other God is in the night. End quote. Oh, what's that, beloved? The God of the Spirit is in the night? Is that the son of the toads? Woe betide us. If he is the god of our day. Must be a Nordic thing. I never really got into that Nordic stuff. Quote, he is the flesh spirit, the blood spirit. He is the extract of all bodily juices. The spirit of the sperm. The spirit of menstruating. The urine and the feces. Oh, do go on. Of the liver. Of the heart. Of the lungs. Of the eyes. Of the ears. Of the genitals. Of the legs. Of the hands. Of the bowels. But not the brain. Yes, also of the brain. But of its liquid and fibers, of what is conjoined and not single in the brain, not the spirit of the cells, not from the nucleus, but from the protoplasm, end quote. So not the thymine, but the adenine, cytosine, guanine in your cell, basically. Yes. The thymine's in the nucleus. Not the shin, only the yod hey vav hey, right? The shin is in the nucleus. So we're talking Old Testament, angry, jealous God. Not, I don't know, I'm just going with the madness of what Carl's gotten himself into. A lot of people went a little nutty during World War I. Maybe we'll read Light Bearers of Darkness on here one day. if I can get a copy of it. Probably not. Let's not do that. Let's steer away from the... Right. What remains... This is Carl talking. What remains when my flashing godly light fades away? Good question. But why are you talking to this crazy ghost about, you know, like, these are questions. These are mysteries which are evolved in the profound abyss of the mind. Not like, ooh, I captured a spirit in a bottle. What's the meaning of life? Phallus. You know, like, I mean, whatever, you know. Carl was, what, 47, 53? I was 12. It was a different time. 1915 versus whenever I was 12, 1990. Anyway, okay. 91, probably. Okay, quote, "Your body remains with you, my beloved," says the ghost. Body, living body. Are you hungry? You will think from your body, not from the cell nuclei of your brain, end quote. I don't understand it. It's okay, neither does the ghost, Carl. It's just saying shit. Are they using a pendulum, a Ouija board? What's going on? Or someone, a medium? Might want to change the light bulb on your medium. Or change the medium. The medium is the light bulb. I think it's kind of flickering a little, Carl. No. I'll keep reading. Maybe Carl's the medium. I don't know what's going on. Yeah, he never explains what any of what he's doing. He's just, we just get the notes, but not the... Okay, so today, continuing, end quote, "I don't understand it. I don't know what kind of thought that is." Quote, "It is thought feeling. It crawls around like a worm, like a serpent. Soon there, soon here, a blind cave newt." End quote. Roger Waters meets Monty Python in this one. "Then I must be buried alive." Yeah, oh yeah, make big rash decisions right now upon the advice of whatever this is you're talking to, Carl. Good idea. That's the way to live your life. "Oh horror, oh rottenness, to have to attach myself completely like a leech." Quote, "That's it. Drink blood. Suck it. Fill yourself. Don't shun the carcass. There is juice inside. Certainly disgusting to you, but also nourishing. Don't brood, but suck." End quote. It's entertaining, at least. "But this is precisely what I rejected. Damned horror." Quote, "But all men take suck." Well, that's a fair point. "You are nothing more than a man. You need to take suck." I know that that phrase is a... end quote. I know that phrase is a reference to breastfeeding, but it's a funny phrase now, isn't it? "No, no..." This is Carl again. "No, no. Three times no. Enough of it. I am getting sick." Quote, "It should not irritate you. We need the life juices of men." End quote. I mean, it's one thing to talk to a succubus, Carl. Is it an incubus or a succubus? Anyway, but it's another thing entirely to write about it in your black book. You do, like, serious stuff in your black book. No, I'm just kidding. You can write about it in your black book. It's like the notes when you're, like, writing something important. You just, oh, I had a thought. I'm going to write it down. Not a very good thought. Probably won't end up. I guarantee this. None of this is going to be in the red book. I mean, I assume. Open up the red book. "You must take suck. You are a man." It doesn't feel red booky. It's like, okay, where were we? Yeah. "Do you want me to turn into your polyp? Why do you need such disgusting food?" Quote, "We want to share in your life. That way we gain corporeality. Thus we can draw closer to you," end quote. I mean, I will say I've had these kinds of conversations on Ouija board. I think many people do who play around with those, I assume. I don't know. But, yeah, it's Carl's Ouija board phase. All right. I think his grandmother was a spiritualist or something. They talked about it a little. Was it Carl? I think it was. Well, anyway. All right. Spiritualist being like one of those, like the seance people from the 130 years ago, like sitting around in a circle. Anyway. What? Why do you want to draw closer? It's addiction, Carl. It's attachment to the material world and the human experience. Not everybody gets a body, you know? Like, the ones that are out there in the abyss going, "Meh, I want to get back in there." Like, they don't all get a body, you know? There's trillions, quintillions of them, and there's only billions of us. So, it's like, it's kind of like it's a sign of importance. It's like an elite few, the chosen few. Even if you're a beggar, you're part of the chosen few who were given human form in the present day. So be proud. Okay, sorry, what were we talking about? Yes. Okay, that way we gain. Why do you want to draw closer? Quote, "We want to talk to you and give you tidings, so much that you need to know." End quote. "I'm turning into an idiot. What can I do?" Carl says. Quote, "Take suck." End quote. "I can't. It fills me with horror." Quote, "Do it for me, for us." Oh, they're taking advantage of his bleeding heart, you know. Altruism. I gotta watch out for those hungry ghosts. Quote, "Do it for me, for us. Do you recall my legacy?" Who are you, ghost? "The red sun disc and the golden wings and the wreath of life and duration." Are you talking to an old Egyptian pharaoh or something? "Immortality. Of this there are things to know." End quote. "What a hellish path to this knowledge." That's the end of the end of the entry. And, all right, that's fun. Carl's entered a new phase. He's found something to do to distract himself from the war. Carl, you're at Switzerland. I mean, you just don't like hearing about it on the radio. Did you even have a radio? You don't like reading about the war in the news? Like reading the newspaper, like, oh gosh. I guess, you know, maybe it was the equivalent. It might be slower than a Facebook news feed, but it's the same thing. Like people watching Fox News, MSNBC, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram these days, and their brain explodes. Back in Carl's day, it was walking to the local tavern or whatever, talking to, having a conversation with a fellow bespectacled gentleman, tipping your hat, reading the newspaper. My gosh, this war going on everywhere except for the country that I live in is really, really doing a number on my feeling of normalcy. I'm gonna go home and fuck around with a Ouija board and take it very seriously. Anyway, I'm not judging. I've been there, more or less. So 3 days later, on December 5th was the day that I started Buddhist Books Podcast. It was also the day that Gordon passed away, and a few other things happened. December 5th that I don't care to mention out loud. Okay, December 5th, 1915. Still more of that. Teach me the knowledge of the worms and the crawling creatures. How much darkness do you want to go on spreading? Quote, give blood so that I gain speech. Were you lying when you said that you would leave the power to the sun? End quote. That's S-O-N. No, but I said something that I did not understand. quote, you are fortunate. You need to say, cross out, you need to say, if you can say what you do not understand, that way it can work. End quote. You spoke about sucking. Do you mean sucking on me? Quote, of course. It would be childish and violent to suck on others. Aw, I think they're in love. End quote. No. Oh, he's doing the, oh, Sonu, you did that stupid thing again where you do the end quote when it's still talking. The ghost is still talking. So, never mind that end quote. I'll start at the beginning. Of course, it would be childish and violent to suck on others. No, not sucking, but sucking from you. This is what nourishes us dead. End quote. Why did you gain... What did you gain from the pagan symbol? Quote, the phallus is not the foundation, but the summit of a building, of a church that still lies sunken, like a tower erected over a dome. We need this church, since we can live in it with you and take part in your life. You have excluded us to your own detriment. End quote. Hence, this is Carl again. Hence, for you, the phallus is the first sign of the church in which you hope for community with the living? Speak. Why do you hesitate? Quote, blood. I need blood. End quote. So take. Here is blood from my heart. Quote, I thank you. How alive that tastes. The air of the shadow world is thin. It is the upper boundary of the atmosphere. Those long dead have even fluttered into the empty space, surrendered to indefinite byways, searching for new worlds in order to enter new forms, both lower and higher, by adapting to the new circumstances and according to their abilities. But we who are still near and incomplete, would like to return to Earth, to you, to men and the living. Do you not have an animal form into which I can enter? Bracket parentheses, end quote, end bracket parentheses. Good catch, son. Makes up for that false end quote in the previous paragraph. What, would you like to be my dog? Now I wanna be your dog. Now I wanna be your dog. Now I wanna be your dog. Quote, if possible, yes. I would even like to be the dog at your side. End quote. Do you have such a longing for life and me? Quote, for both, but both undivided. End quote. Am I that valuable to you? Quote, to me you are of unspeakable worth. All my hope that still clinging to earth, all my hope that still clinging to earth, I would still like to see what I left too soon. End quote. Quote again, you see my inability to accomplish what I do not know. Can't you help? No, end quote. Quote, blood, I need blood, much blood. End quote. Then drink. so that what should be will be.
What do you call those people in the Buffy the Vampire Slayer movies or whatever that are like, there's a name for that, the people who hang around, there's these like brothel-y type places, these like abandoned buildings where there's like human volunteers who are just like, yeah, suck, and they have some weird promise like, oh well, if you let us drink from you, we'll make you a vampire one day, and like, that's all I want or whatever. Some of them are just like, oh, I just want to serve you, just take my blood, whatever the word for that is. I'm not going to make editor Edward look it up, but that's what Carl's being right now. Carl, I know you get better, because at least you get as good as you were in, never mind, he's going through a phase. It was 1915, December 1915, things were a little weird. We all went through weird phases, most of us, right? I think it's safe to say. Is the camera wonky? Oh, well, it doesn't matter. Maybe a little. All right. Quote, I drink and feel new power. Listen, build the church, write the holy books, the age-old new ones that contain the echo of the eternal being, the mysterious ones, mocked wisdom, the lower and upper truth. End quote. What are you saying? That is precisely what one needs to know. Quote, Brimo. Now there's a footnote. In 1912, Jung discussed the Hecate mysteries that flourished in Rome at the end of the 4th century. Hecate, the goddess of magic and spells, guards the underworld and is seen as the sender of madness. She is identified with Brimo, a goddess of death. Oh, you could have just said a goddess of death. I didn't need all this Hecate 4th century. No. No, it's good. It is good to have this background information. Okay. Brimo. This is in quotes, so it's the weird vampire ghost talking. Hungry ghost vampire that lives in the upper atmosphere. That Carl is saying, oh, yes, yes, take my blood. Yes, yes. Like I said, we all went through phases. Brimo, the old one, which is how it begins, the one who bore the sun, the towering phallus, who grew out of her shame and strove after the shame of the heavenly wife, who arches over earth because she lies above the sun, enveloping him above and below. The head of the phallus reaches down to her lower parts. But her bliss radiates beyond her head into the spaces higher than the head of phallus can reach. The blind one, the worm, she bears and raises him. He climbed above her and left her below him. Sorry, just a side note. There was speaking of awkward phases back in 2001, I think it's safe to say, 2002 maybe, I had many fake accounts, Google, you know, Gmail accounts, and one of them was Phallus of Crowley, all caps, and whenever he wrote on the various message boards, he always wrote in all caps and misspelled many of the words and signed everything Phallus. That was his signature. Say, never mind. I'll just, like I said, we've all done weird things. Right. What? The blind one, the worm. Where was I? I don't know. Her lower parts, it radiates beyond her head into the spaces higher than the head of the phallus can reach. The blind one, the worm, she bears and raises him. He climbed above her and left her below him. She pulls him up in agony and in turn drinks in his strength. He is the master of the regions below, but only a servant to the regions above. Something lifted up. His head is bleeding, such is her strength. He eases off and regains sovereign powers, draws himself up again, and impregnates the above. End quote. Sounds like a party. Sounds like a good time. A good time had by all. What a strange teaching, Carl says. Is this still not enough of the horrifying mysterium? Quote, if heaven becomes pregnant and can no longer hold its fruit, then it gives birth to a god-man. It gives birth and a god-man appears from above and sets foot below. End quote. So the watered-down, Disneyfied version of that is the Annunciation. Gabriel, oh Mary, I'll let it be done unto me according to thy will. But this is what really went down. Or up. And then... Okay. One cannot imagine it. To what end am I cursed? Quote, in order to carry the burden and mockery of this sin, the tree of life is heavy. It needs broad shoulders. This time you and mankind should carry it. But I still want some more of your blood. End quote. So drink your fill. Drain me. Quote, I drink and gain shape. Listen, this riddle is terrible. Exceptionally terrible. When Brimo, the heavenly, was pregnant, she gave birth to the dragon. First came the afterbirth, and then the sun. He is the white bird that hovers over the phallus. Oh, right. When John the Baptist did the water and the bird. I know this story from the Disney Bible version. Okay, so the bird hanging over the phallus. Okay, well, I'll just keep reading. We can descry the session later. Or not at all. The white bird that hovers over the phallus, he places himself on the head of the phallus, as on a treetop. The phallus is indignation. The bird is peace from above. End quote. May the bird of peace land upon the phallus of our indignation. That's my humble prayer to the Lord for all of us today. All right, there's still a bit more. Disgust paralyzes me. Carl says, quote, it is supposed to paralyze you because your earthborn indignation breaks down like an extinguished fire. The bird is above you. Your supports crumble as if consumed by an inner fire. You sink down into ash. The bird triumphs over the serpent. End quote. I think I've seen that papyrus. Or no, that was a cat with scissors. Never mind. Thus I am paralyzed and powerless, a walking and talking zombie. Quote, a vessel of the spirit. End quote. Both accurate descriptions of the human condition. A futile struggle. I'm fading. What is left of me? Do I still have a voice and a meaning? Speak, heaven. Pour out your rain. I don't think that's rain, Carl. Might want to bring an umbrella. Maybe take a bath afterward. Replenish me. I am an empty shell. Empty shells do not pour out. They catch. May it stream in from all the winds. I wait for it. All right. Well, that's fun.
Carl's back into his black books, but it's a whole different phase of black book work. His next entry, which BT will get into in part 71. He'll do the tarot and the D&D and all that. And then he'll read Carl Jung's entry that he writes 2 days after that one. And if it's short, maybe he'll read the next one. So that's something to look forward to. In the meantime, I hope you enjoyed yourself today. Not much else to do from this one. There's no, I mean, unless there's something that I can't imagine going on. I don't think that there's any, like, profound, like, truths revealed here. Other than, you know, it's fun to fuck around with a Ouija board. I mean, fun in a transcendental sense, in the same sense that maggots and a dead horse is beautiful. It's also beautiful what Carl Jung is experiencing. And, right. Okay. I feel like I need a bath. A spiritual bath. I think, just real quick, on behalf of all of us, I'll just, put up a wall of white brilliance and layer it of the nature of water and fire. So if you want, you're welcome to use that same wall, and then you don't have to worry about getting a visit from whatever this thing was that Carl was talking to. Just visualize white light around you everywhere, and it doesn't deplete you. There's an infinite source of energy up here, like a rich person's water tap or electrical socket, right? And so you just kind of connect with that infinite source above you and then allow it to pour down. And then from here, you project it out to the ends of the universe so that the whole universe is white brilliance. And if you prefer, you can make it a rose pink. That feels nice. Take a deep breath. And you know, I would say don't talk to strangers, but I don't want to discourage mischievous curiosity or experimentation. But yeah. All right, whatever you want to do, have fun, and, you know, be safe, be careful, try not to go too loony, or to do so in a way that's too permanent. Do your best to protect and don't damage your mind, body, and spirit, and emotions, other than that, I wish you well, you know? Or you can stay in the good vibes, that's nice. No need to fear the bad vibes. Sometimes it can help to confront the bad vibes or to go into that space in order to take its power away. So, like, in other words, if you say, you know, I'm tired of all that, so I want to create for myself a perfect space, but then your perfect space starts to feel like a prison. Because you're like, oh my gosh, this place is so perfect. I can't imagine riding on a bus through an urban environment. And then it might be worth it just to go to an urban environment and ride a bus, and then go back to the woods and be like, okay, it's fine to be on the bus in the urban environment. I personally choose to be here in the woods. Or whatever, you know, I don't know what your situation is, but I know there's some folks out there that are just at the mercy of the of nature, and by nature I mean the concrete jungle. And I wish you the best as well, and I hope that you can slowly, surely, methodically get into a position where you can decide and create the space that you're in. Try not to be so condescending and judgy toward the people who have the ability to create the space around them while you're in the at the mercy of the concrete jungle, because if you do that, then
then when you get there yourself, then you'll feel guilty because the younger self that lives in your head and your memories is judging you. Anyway, nobody takes advice. All right, that's it. We're done. This was a funny one, a weird one. I wonder what Editor Edward is going to do for the music. But anyway, all right. Cheers. Until next time.